Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Let his word affect you. Let his word affect you. Father, we thank you for the amazing impact of your word. We know we will truly never be the same again. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Beautiful. I'm preaching on the narrow way. I'm sharing with you on the topic, the narrow way. And every Christian must be a professor of the narrow way. If you want to go out, you can go. Yes, let him go. No, he wants to step out. Let him step out. Okay. Yeah. I hope there's nobody here under compulsion. David said in Psalm 122, verse 1, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I mean, the house of the Lord is the best place you can be in life. Yeah. You can have a company with $10 million capital. But what a dusty house of God will give you, that company will not be at all. No. So when people get a chance, because not everybody gets a chance to go to church.
No.
The doors are open. But a church is not a place you can just enter.
No.
God has to call you. God has to select you. So when you get a chance, like you and I have, to be here, our behavior should be this. I was glad. So when I'm in church and I see somebody who is fidgeting, it's not. Kingdom of God. Even heaven. Heaven is not for everybody. Yeah. Heaven is not for everybody. It's for a selected few. And there is a book. With names in it. I mean, if there's a book with names in it, that alone should tell you that it's a selection. Yeah. And anyone whose name was not in the book was cast into the lake of fire. Yes. So it's possible your name is not in the book. God hasn't selected you. Wasn't it? I don't know whether it was here I told you. I said that comment we make, though, I gave my life to Christ. We all say it. I say it all the time. I gave my life to Christ 40 years ago. I was in a nightclub and I gave my life to Christ. The pastor preached and I gave my life to Jesus. It's wrong for a Christian to say that you gave your life to Jesus, as if it was your decision you took to now. I won't surrender on the 16th of August, but I'll surrender on the 4th of September. I'm giving my life to Jesus. You don't give your life to Jesus. Jesus said, nobody can come to me except the Father who sent me draws him. So what you think is you giving your life to Jesus is God actually who has selected you that day and has drawn you to himself. It's not this. There is too much evil in you to take a decision to give your life to Jesus. There is too much. You are too rotten. You are too... Do you have what it takes to give your life to Jesus? He said, no man can give his life to me. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me. Draw him. And I will raise him up in the last day. So we are blessed and excited to learn about the narrow way. And I was saying that everybody must have a PhD on this subject. You see, I mean, I am teaching you about 100th of what you must know. Yes, I'm hoping that God will help me to give you everything. 100th of what you must know. Everybody must be a professor of the narrow way. Because that defines the life. When you see a Christian saying that we are having a praise and worship service, we are having what's your name of the booking? You got saved. You got saved. We are going to Mount Pontu to go and fast and pray. All these type of things we say. I'm having my quiet time. I broke up with my boyfriend. All those things we say. Oh, I'm going to church this morning. They are all part of the narrow way life. It's a life. And you must be very good at it. It's like a student who needs to know how to pass an exam. You must be very good.
How to pass.
Including how to understand questions. Even not the question, the instructions.
It's a skill.
Yes. Attempt all. Or answer one, number one, and any four. It's an instruction. It's different from the question itself. Thermodynamics or Mansa Musa's date of birth or when the crown in England was what? All those things are just the instruction. Yes. I had a B in a subject because instead of answering five questions, I answered four. Yes. Final A-level exam. Chemistry. Final A-level to take me to the university. Instead of answering five questions, I answered four. It was over. An A was off. In Matthew 7, verse 13, the New Living Translation, it said, you can enter God's kingdom only. Hallelujah. Only. Hallelujah. The Christian life, whether you will smoke or not smoke, whether you will bet, whether you will pray, whether you will fornicate or not, whether you will be pure or not, all the life of the Christian life is this verse. How do you enter the kingdom? You enter it, you don't feel well, not so. Yes, please go help her. No, help her to step out, please. She's not feeling well. Go and find something to eat and then you come back. Then smile.
You need smiles. How you enter.
How you enter.
Manner of enter. Yes.
Yes.
You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gates. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. Many who choose that way. The highway to hell is broad. And the its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. There's one of the verses that shows you that God doesn't like waste. This is just like the feeding of 5,000. When they finished eating, Jesus instructed them, pick the crumbs. Nothing should be lost. He told a parable about a boy who wasted his substance. Yes. He doesn't like, God doesn't, anything God is doing, there's a reason. Anyone who gives his life to him, he will use you. There's nothing like, it's just in your house that you have a waste bin. God doesn't have a bin for waste. No. There's no baller in God's kingdom. No, even your bad experience, he can use it. If only you give it to him. Yes. Yes. It is baller once it is with you. But if you are able to give it to him, there's no baller. Even on earth here, there are people who recycle rubbish. Even here on earth, human beings, evil ones like us, we recycle rubbish. We do many, many things with rubbish. You throw it away, I use it. You throw away your plastic bottle, I will use it to make a chair and sell it back to you. Even here on earth, wicked men know how to recycle rubbish. God is a senior recycler. And I'm just saying that because see, as he's manufacturing, he knows that only a few people will be entering the kingdom. So he doesn't use a lot of iron rods make a wide gate for just seven people who are entering. He doesn't waste things. You see, the highway to hell is broad and its gate is wide for the many.
For the many.
Then he also makes a gate that is small because he knows that most of you sitting here will not be interested in the kingdom. So the iron rods that he uses for the gate, the wood, that's two meters. Because he knows that it's not a place you will find a lot of people. He knows your type. That as you sit here, you are not interested in a good life. He knows you. He has prepared for you. My dear friend, you may think I don't have a message. That's why I am preaching this message. It's possible I don't have a message. If I shouldn't have a message to preach. But I'm just informing you that if you really are serious, because you see, people say things which they don't mean. But if what you are saying, you are very serious about it, that you want to go to heaven, you really are serious about going to heaven, you really are serious about walking with God, you really are serious about not going to hell, if you are serious, then you must listen to me. You must listen to me. It's not as you are thinking that you wear your dress, whatever, you come and dance and you are going to heaven. It's a very wild life. In fact, the next verse is what explains that narrow way. But the gateway to life is very, I even say the narrow way. The title should be The Very Narrow Way. It's very narrow. And the road is difficult. That is why, even when I use the word difficult, many of you turn away. You are not interested. Yeah. A lot of you sitting here will enter hellfire. Because you don't want to pay the price. You don't want to pay the price. On this narrow way, was it last 2 weeks I gave that point? Give me the points. And don't be slow. 10 difficulties of the narrow way. Oh, it cannot be 10. Number one, the difficulty of breaking worldly behaviors. Break it. Number two, the difficulty of leaving worldly friends. The difficulty of denying yourself the pleasures of sin. The difficulty of learning new Christian habits. The difficulty of being under authority. The difficulty of having no other options. This is the point. Apart from the options the Bible gives you. It's a very, very narrow way. On this narrow way, you can't do what you feel you want to do. Yeah. Many of you are used to your feelings. What you feel like doing, you do it. At this morning, you feel you must come to church. You've come. Next week, Sunday, you don't feel like coming. If you are not well. You are not well. I've not been well since Tuesday. Not Tuesday, Wednesday. I've not been well since Wednesday. This week, today is Sunday, I mean whatever, Sunday, Wednesday, I've not been well since Sunday. I am preaching my sixth service now. This is my sixth service this week from Tuesday. Yes. I've not been well. Because the Bible doesn't allow you to do what you want to do. When the life you are living, the person who gave you that life did not do what he wanted to do. He said, I wish that this cup will pass. But just in case it will not pass, let your will be done. And God did his will. He nailed him on the cross. You are here wanting to do what you want to do. When the person you are following did not do what he wanted to do, Jesus did not want to go to the cross. And we know it from the prayer he prayed. Let this cup pass away. Change the plan. Don't do what you are intending. I can see ahead what is ahead. Don't do it. I don't like it.
If it's possible.
If it's possible. And God said, you will go. When a road is narrow, it means that you don't have many options. Even how to walk through that gate, you can't do many things. You barely make it through. Barely make it through. Barely make it through. That's why anyone who intends to make it to heaven on the narrow way is always asking, what does the Bible say? This morning my quiet time was, I don't even know whether I've seen that verse before. Or maybe it's a long time, but at least in recent times, I've not seen it. I was shocked. He said, if your brother sins against you 7 times in a day, one day, and comes to you and asks for forgiveness 7 times in a day, forgive him.
In one day.
The same person. 8 a.m., 2 a.m. Like you, there's like, you were born to offend me. You were born to make me angry 7 times. And he comes to you 7 times. See, a person who wants to, that's it. If he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, you ought to know that this person hasn't repented. For him to come first time, I've repented. Second time, I've repented. Third time, I've repented. Four times, and he keeps doing either the same thing or other auxiliary behaviors. Forgive him. This is the Bible. So when you want to walk on the narrow way, you are always asking yourself, what does the Bible say in this matter? I've seen this girl.
I'm getting feelings for her. We are alone in a room. And she has begun to remove her clothes. I didn't remove the clothes. She has begun, and I also am having feelings now. You stop. What do I do here?
What does the Bible say?
Yes. How do I remove, how do I help her to remove the trousers? What does the Bible say about how to help someone to remove her panties? That's why we read our Bible every day. We don't read our Bible every day because we want to know the Bible. No, we want to know what the Bible says we should do. And reading it every day will help you to know what the Bible says. Because there's a lot we do. It is said that every day, the average person takes about 200 and something decisions. Every day. I have to check. 200 and something decisions every day. That's why we read. To know what to do. What I'm reading now may not even apply to my life today. I'm reading about how to go to church. I'm in church. But next 5 months, I may have to choose between going to church and going to harvest cassava in the farm. The narrow way has limits. And the limits of our behavior are determined by the word of God. We don't do what we want to do. What does the Bible say? In the late 90s, early 2000s, there was a movement in America, WWJD. What would Jesus do? Wow. 33,000 decisions a day. 33,000 decisions a day. Okay. 33 to 35,000 decisions are taken a day. I mean, your dressing alone, this woman sitting here, just from her original hair. So from her original hair that she has done this to the shoes, this alone is about 20 decisions. Yeah. This is already, even got the style of the wig, there are about 10 decisions in the style. This side, what to do, because this side can be hanging, this goes back. It's a decision. Because if it hangs here, it will cover my earring. Yes. If I put it here, my earring will show. It's a decision. Should I part it in the middle or should move it to the side? And the Bible has something to say about everything. You don't know because you don't read the Bible. And anyone who doesn't read the Bible takes the broad way.
Yeah.
Once you don't know what to do, you do what Broadway people do. Broadway. Broadway. Are you interested in going to heaven? Then you must be interested in the narrow way. And also ask yourself, what makes it difficult? Why is it difficult? What about it? This is one of the reasons. Number 7 reason is what? The difficulty of entering new spiritual relationships. Entering. Because when you get born again, unlike the world, where boys were chasing you and girls were chasing you and girls were proposing to you, and married men were stopping their cars to ask you whether you've seen a cat in the area. When you get born again, here, we don't chase you. You chase. You chase. If you will ever be friends, you will have to decide to force yourself. It's called foreskinning.
Foreskin.
Yeah. Is there? It's like the one who will have friends must show himself friendly. In the world, to have friends, even if you are of bad behavior and your hips are wide,
it's okay.
You will have friends.
Yeah.
I've taught you why most very beautiful girls don't have good behavior.
Yes.
I've taught you. Yes. When you meet a strikingly beautiful girl, I'm talking to the men. Chances are that you are looking at a bad behavior person. She will not be nice to you. She will be nice only when you are giving her money. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. In the world, all you needed to do was to spray perfume on the left side of the breast and the right side. And when you pass in front of me and I start following you. But here, in the kingdom, I don't understand even your perfume. I don't understand what you are doing. I don't understand what you are doing. I'm not interested in your perfume. If you want to have a relationship with me, you must show yourself friendly. That is, you must be, you must friend.
Yeah.
Yes, you must friend people. You don't sit back, withdrawn, disinterested, high and mighty girl with fingernails and eyelashes. And then everybody, no. In the church, the boys who will come to you like that want to sleep with you. And they want to sleep with you, not because you are beautiful, but because there are evil spirits in you. Here, in this kingdom, you pay the price to build relationships. You pay a price to build. Because the road, the gate is so narrow that you can't enter it with your friend. Your unbeliever friend, you can't enter. And here, we don't chase. We do the chasing. The burden of pursuit is on the follower. If you will ever have friends, if you are sitting here and you don't know anybody here, or you don't relate with anybody here, or there's no friend of yours, it means you have made yourself unfriendly.
Wow.
You see us lower and not worth your energy. And God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. It's not just about marriage. It's not just about marriage. I told you last week, when the disciples were living the proper Christian lives, they existed in companies. Everybody sitting here should have your own caucus, your circle of Christian friends who discuss the word of God with you, who counsel you, who call you to church. Let us go to the house of the Lord to be established in the church. You need to have friends to be established in the church. You need to have relationships in the church. Psalm 122 verse 2. Our feet shall stand in thy gates, O Jerusalem. Our feet. Not my feet. Our feet shall stand within thy gates. You sit here. All your friends are out there.
Outside
you have no interest in relating with anybody here. Your days are numbered here. This is not a place for you. Go back to where your friends are. Go back and join them and destroy yourself there. We don't need you here. Go back. Don't come here again. Go and join your friends. Here, we join groups. We forcefully join groups. We foreskin. We ask LP, when can I come and weed your garden? I want to wash your car 3 times a week. Wherever you stay, I'm coming to wash your car. Yes, so that I can have a relationship with you. You are not interested? Get away. You are always going to be drawn in the direction of your relationships. You are always going to be drawn in the direction of your best relationships. I should say. You can write it down in English. You will always be drawn in the direction of your best relationships. If my best relationships are on serious carnal Christians, I will be drawn in that direction. If my best relationships are spiritual, ministry-minded, staying in church a long time people, I will be drawn towards that life. No one makes it alone. We fight for relationships. We fight to relate. And the relationships we have, we fight to keep them. In the world, you don't go looking for friends. They are the ones. In this area, there is a drug lord here. This area, this Ayensu River where we are, there is somebody here who gives drugs. Who sells drugs. There's a drug dealer. You will never know him in 100 years. And he looks out for people and parties. And when he attends the parties, he approaches young boys and gives them the drugs for free. Free. Inhale it and be high. Free. Because he knows that once you are hooked, you come and look for him. And when you come back or to his agents, it will be free. By that time, you are hooked already. In the world, they look for you. Tomorrow, Monday or Tuesday, alcohol manufacturing companies, either Monday or Tuesday, they will have meetings. They will have meetings to review the sales and how to break into the youthful demography. How to penetrate into the world of the young guys with Guinness, with beer. How do we get young boys to drink Jameson? or Captain Morgan. They meet in air-conditioned rooms to strategize how to come to you. In the kingdom, we don't plan how to come to you. You have to chase. Our feet shall stand within thy gates. You think that? You think you are socially like high class by being alone and you come to church, you and your husband, if your husband doesn't come to church, doesn't go to church, you come with your children and you sit alone, you give your offering after church. If as you are in the church, as they are giving the offerings, you press a button on your car key and your engine starts. In the church, it starts cooling the car. Yes. Once the engine starts, it starts cooling the car. In about 10 minutes, when they share the grace and they give some bogus announcements, then you just go and sit in the car with your son. You strap them and you go home. And you are surprised your children are on drugs. You are surprised. I'm surprised you are surprised. I'm surprised you are surprised. In the kingdom, we push our children to chase the pastor. Do you have any idea the money I have spent on my children's relationship with their pastor on their birthday? The gifts they give to their pastor, do you think they work? I'm asking a question. We pay the price. And Satan will never allow you to pay that price. He would rather let you pay the price to be in the world with drug animals, junkies. He will never let you, if even some of you should, among your own selves, should have, apart from our area fellowship day, you must have a day when you even meet to discuss the Bible yourselves. Charlie, make we zoom Saturday evening, make we zoom Thursday evening, make we go Brosbe in house, go discuss Matthew, where we need to understand, we go call one pastor, make it come and explain that thing to us, that thing be difficult, the King James we need to understand. I've been a Christian for 40 years. I'm still standing here. You pay a price. You pay a price. A price for relationships. Anybody listening to me who is alone, you are proud and you are sick. You are not well. Who are your friends in this church? No, just point. Sorry. Elder is your friend. Beautiful. When was the last time you were in the house? 2 weeks ago. A week. 3 weeks ago. That's all. That's all. You've done well. Who else? Because you are a high graduate with fingernails. And the LP Zarash is pointing to something is forcing that relationship. It's not a natural, I want to humble myself and be under you relationship. No. I'm sure they have some Bible study or some Santa or some yeah. Or she's helping her with some nonsense. We make friends. We make friends. Elisha was following Elijah. He followed him. Elijah would say, I'm going to this place. Stay here. I'm going. He said, no, I'm going with you. I'm going with you.
The kingdom of God.
That's what the kingdom of God is. Where are your friends? Where are your friends? That's how I know, even by looking at you, that you are struggling. In the natural, if you are suffocating or you are not breathing well, we can see. You are struggling. We see dyspnea. Dyspnea on exertion. We see easy fatigability. We see it. And some of you spiritually, I can see that you are struggling. Is this woman your friend? No, you are not well. You are not well. I'm telling you. You are too big. You are too. You are not well. And it's possible that you were also not meant to be in the kingdom. So all these things are supposed to be to go on so that you are extruded. Yes. I can see. I can see. 30 years ago, when my pastor is having a meeting, I attend it. I go and sit there. I want to be known. I want to be known. I want to be known. It's one of the phrases a serious Christian uses. I must be known by my pastors. I must be known by my lady pastor. How can you say you are in a church like this for 4 weeks and no one knows you? You are not interested. I take it that you didn't know what you were doing. Now I'm telling you that you must be known. You must be known. And continue to relate. Not that you've got the wife you are looking for, so to bungle as you. Yeah, there are people like that. Once they get what they need, they don't have any interest in you anymore. It's like wives. Once she gets the 3 children, she has no interest in the husband. She has no interest in the husband. She's got it. She has no regard for the man. Because in her agenda was not to make a friend. My interest in you is not friendship. I was interested in you for your sperms. And I've got it anyway. I've got the ring. Can't you see my ring? I am Mrs. Odoi. It's difficult. That's why many of you are struggling. Because when you step out of here, texting, checking you, somebody will take a picture of his penis and send it to you. They also take a picture of your vagina and send it to you. That's what you are doing in town. Yes. You think I'm a child? You think I'm a child?
No.
Because you don't want to pay. There's a price to pay. It's a price to pay. And Jesus, in keeping with his superior wisdom, he said, a day will come. Let not that the person who is in the farm run to the mountains. A day will come. Woe to the person who is alone. Woe to you if you are alone. But that day hasn't come. That's why you feel relaxed. I said, a day will come. If you don't have a pastor to pray for you or someone to just talk to you, woe to the person. Number 8 today. My time is up. Why? Why is the narrow way difficult? What makes it difficult? Number 8 is the difficulty of identifying with the shame of Christ. That's difficult. The difficulty of identifying with the shame. There is something called the shame of Christ. We all like glory. Hey, when I'm going for conventions and this lady is driving me, that it's her glory moment. She's driving her daddy to a convention. But ask her if she'll be ready to drive me when I've slept with four choristers in the church with two children. Ask her in English whether she'll be ready to drive my car. We all like girls. I like this girl because she has got glory. Look at her legs. Look at her breast. Look at her eye. I don't like somebody who comes and is one eye is quarter and I like a girl with legs and I'm moving with the high heels and she's moving with me. That's glory. When Jesus was on the cross, he was on the cross as a sinner. All the sins were on him, but John stood by him. It's difficult because you will notice, you get a job in Ecobank and see if you can boldly say that you are a Christian. It's not a shame. The shame of being you among your friends. They are listening to Burna Boy. They are listening to Ira Star. They are listening to this type of Shatawale into Stone Boy. And you are there. You are my music is Tego Sisters, Sissy Winans.
What is that?
Sissy Winans. You won't say it. You will say that your best musician is Asake. It's very, very shameful. Very shameful. To associate with Jesus. It's shameful. It is here. This small room that it is nice and powerful. The band is anointed. Anointed. You are in the bank and they say you are anointed. I mean, what is that?
What language is that?
The oil is on me. Hey! What type of language is what is that? I mean, businessmen are into oil industry and they are into the gold, millionaire gold diggers and whatever. They say you the oil is on you. Which oil? Cape Three Points oil or Gulf of Persia oil? Borges oil. That's why many of you, for you to be there properly, you make yourself look like them. You blend in. Then on Sundays, you are not able to remove everything. So you bring some of the things here. Are you a proper Christian as you are sitting here?
The man is preaching.
Oh, yes. He's preaching.
That's a title. We in the church know you as Pastor Francis. You're among your friends. You don't even introduce yourself as a Christian. Mark chapter 8, verse 38. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father. So, the normal feeling we all will have towards this man called Jesus is shame. That's a normal feeling. It's shame, 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 shame. It's shame. Shame. That he's warning you. If you stand in front of your colleagues, you stand in front of your classmates, you stand in front of your business friends, and you are ashamed of me and of my words, I will also be ashamed in keeping with my role and with my nature as a rewarder. A rewarder waits for you to behave first, then he follows up with his. In Matthew 10:32. Are you there? What does it say? Whosoever, sorry, shall confess me before men, him will I confess. There are many of you sitting here. God is ashamed of you. Christ is ashamed of you. When your name comes up, he bows his head. Because it's not chest out for me. And there are people, when Christ is in front, is with God, he speaks boldly. He confesses you to him. Because you also confess him before men. It's called the shame. Your classmates don't know you are a Christian. In Acts 5:41, they departed from the presence of the council. Acts 5:41. Rejoicing. Say rejoicing. I can't hear you.
Rejoicing
that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. It's called shame for his name.
Shame for his name.
They were rejoicing not because they had had a breakthrough, a business breakthrough, some financial breakthrough, some momo breakthrough, but they were rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame. That's why it's a hard road. How many hours in the week? The 168 hours. How many of them do we spend in church? 168 hours. How many hours do we spend here? Most of our lives will be spent outside there. Where the mention of the name of Jesus makes you look like an idiot. Hey girl, I want to just get this 10,000 for now. Next week I'll bring it up. Tonight, this evening, I want us to go to Dubai and spend some days there. And how were you feeling when we went to Syria for the last time? It was very beautiful. Yeah, so you just get this 10,000 and then we will. She's. She should say, no, I don't take this. No, no, no. I don't have a husband. I don't have anything, but I'm not interested in this. And as she's talking, and she starts, Ikatuna Mahatakaba, Rianka Stundidi Mama Yandalaba. All of you can speak in tongues. Do the boys know you speak in tongues? Do the men know you speak in tongues? It's the shame of Christ. As I'm giving her 10,000, coming to top it up with 15, she should quote a scripture. She should speak in tongues. And say, are you born again at all? What side do you attend? Because as you are saying that, it means that you will not even get $1. In fact, all the business deals are over. Are you prepared to suffer?
Teaching me.
You are teaching me.
Shame for his name.
Because once you mention his name, it means you don't stand for anything. I was with my wife and we were watching TV. One of these nice TV stations. And they were doing some entertainment, something. And the news anchor, you know, they give their news and there's entertainment time. They give their news about entertainment, about KKD, Daddy Lumba, and all those things. Michael Jackson is coming to town. Then the entertainment person came. Then she gave, she called one of the country's top stars who was releasing an album. And the guy came on and was giving, we were talking. As soon as the interview was going, I said, this guy, he has paid this woman money. I told my wife. Yes, yeah. He has, I don't know any of this. I just said, it can't be, it's too organized for me to. He has paid her money. She will call at this time. He's waiting for the call. As if you see it as a normal chat they are having. But money has, it's been organized. You see somebody doing business. I sell roofing sheets. I do this. See somebody standing. She's on a billboard as the MP for the of the Ayensu River area. She's there on with looking smile. I mean, smiling with the presidential candidate by her side. You have no idea what she has paid with and how she paid it as she's standing there. You say you're just somebody who is just political. She likes politics. You have no. That's a price you pay. Are you prepared to also pay the price? See, once you put the name of Jesus down, you will not get a lot of things. Are you prepared to have little? Or you want to betray Christ for 30 pieces? A lot of 30 pieces in town are from betrayals. They betray their conscience. They betray their commitment to Christ. Some they are politicians who were some years ago lighthouse members.
SU presidents.
But they don't, because when you mention SU, when you mention Jesus, when you mention God, you look odd. When you mention God, you look odd.
Shame for his name.
One big politician was dying. One dawn, he went to a pastor's house, went to knock on the pastor's door. That he's dying. And he was really dying. He died. Big man. And the pastor asked, I'm surprised you live in this area. I've never heard of you. Then later they got to know he was an SU president in school. But see, the life they are living, you can't mention Jesus and the blood of Jesus and communion and bring verses. So many people who have got a lot of very popular people, they have had to sell Jesus for money. Because when you sell Jesus, you get money. When you sell Jesus, you get money.
Wow.
How do you sell Jesus? By giving him up. And now identifying with what they identify with. But in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 17, Paul said, let nobody trouble me. I said, let nobody trouble me. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody should trouble me. I bear in my body the marks. I'm willing to stand for Jesus. Yes, it's shameful. I won't get jobs. I won't get promotion. I won't get contracts. I won't get this. But it's okay. It's better to have a little and have Christ than to have everything and have no Christ. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world? Trouble me not. Let no man trouble me. I bear. How many Christian girls will go to town and say, I bear in my body the marks? It's not only Jesus who should have. It's called the marks of Jesus. The marks of Jesus are not borne by only Jesus. We expect believers to also bear the marks of Jesus. But the life you want to live, you can't use the marks of Jesus for that life. So you crumple Jesus and put him in your bag. And stand up. And all they see is your breast and your hips and your nice face. Let no man trouble me. I bear in my body. Do you bear the marks of Jesus? Your clients, are they aware you are a lady pastor sitting in the front row of the church? Yeah. Because some of them, if you say you are a Christian, they won't even come and do their hair. So you must be quiet. I'm saying she will not come to the. As she is sitting with you, she has to be discussing pastors and insulting pastors, and you are also singing the tune. She has to. Some of you, your business friends are haters of Lighthouse. Say the shame. The shame. The shame. It is shameful. It is very, very, very shameful. Yeah, look at my face. It is very shameful to identify with Jesus. Are you prepared to bear the shame? Are you throwing him away? And the kind of things you discuss. Do your friends know you are born again? Your friends in town, your friends in school, your best friends, are they aware you are born again? What are you talking about? When they want prayers, do they come to you?
When they want prayers,
today, I want to end here. I'm asking you, be careful. There are people who don't believe in God. They don't believe in heaven. They think heaven is just fools like Bishop George who believe this type of nonsense. They don't believe anything. They don't believe in heaven, hell. What is hell? Hell. It's just an imagination. It's just some stories. Can you prove heaven in a lab? What is God? God is just nature. It's life. It's just the clouds that are raining water on us. There's no God. But if you believe in God, and if you believe, you genuinely believe in heaven and hell, then this message should be your top message. This series I'm preaching should be your top series. It's narrow, and it is difficult. Why is it difficult? Because it goes with shame. Because as human beings, why do you think he's worn what he's worn? It's matching. It's matching. The things are matching. There's no brown. There's no purple. Because as human beings, we like glory. We like. I would like to say, oh, this is my wife. She's the most beautiful girl in the church. That's my wife. I wouldn't want to marry this girl with a crumpled face. One leg is twisted. This is my wife. Everybody wants to associate himself with nice things. That is how we are. I am also like that. I like to take pictures with Bishop Doug. In fact, my DP is a picture with Bishop Doug Wadmill. We are all like that.
The glory.
But like Job told his wife, if we have enjoyed the glory, should we also not enjoy the shame or suffer the shame, I should say. You want Jesus' testimonies, his breakthroughs, his covering by the blood, but you don't want his shame. Don't want his shame. Mahataba. Hakutaba hata. Handalo handaloba. Kaliatus mahandes. Rakiatus ma kadandi basuta. Rakadababa. Rababa. If this man is a gospel musician and this man is a secular musician, he will have more money than this man. Yeah. But this man will still sing gospel song because he wants to suffer the shame, the ignominy, the poverty, of being a Christian. While this guy who is singing unbeliever song, he's actually, some years ago, he was a pastor of a branch of a church. Yes, but he doesn't want to suffer the shame. So he has betrayed Jesus. For 1 million streams on Spotify. I said Spotify. What have you betrayed Jesus for? You think it's only Judas? There are many Judases here. There are many Judases here. What you have? How did you get it? Because if you behave like a Christian, you won't get what you have. You must be a liar and a con man and a crook to get what you have. How did you get it? You are a Judas. There's no Sanhedrin. There are no chief priests. There's no high priest. But you are a Judas. How did you get your glasses? How did you get your chain? Your position as a professor in the university. How did you get it? You had to miss church services to write papers. Yes. You stayed away from church to write papers. That's how you are a professor. Is it possible to stand to your feet so that we close the service? It's difficult. Are you prepared? Are you prepared? I wrote my fellowships. Fellowships to be a specialist. I've attended top universities in Nigeria. I have attended University of Pennsylvania. It's an Ivy League university. I was there.
My goodness.
But I didn't get what I got by selling Jesus. When my friends are having discussions, I'm at Mata Echo having church services, meetings. I close. I go. I lived in a library. That is where I put on weight and I never recovered it. I lived in a library. For months, I lived there. My wife would bring me cake and malt. I lived there. Because I go to church, finish, I come. I go for meetings. I never have got what I have by selling my Christianity or my ministry. It has never happened by the grace of God. How did you get your money? The least opportunity you get, you just throw away the church and pursue your things. Yeah. It's called the shame. Because once you do the Jesus things, you will have to have less time for business, less time for your work. But you want to do that. You want the money. So you cut off Jesus. It's very shameful. One of the shameful things about being with Christ is that you won't get a lot of money. No. But your soul will be a happier soul than this man with $1 million. The soul. You don't know what you will know the value of your soul when you've lost it. You will know it. As you have it, you will know the value of your soul. Yeah. Always, it's when you've lost something that you know its value. Yeah. You're not even aware you are breathing. It's when you are unable to breathe and you are now ducking for air. That is, hey! Air is important. Air is important. Wow. You don't know how God is important. It is when you lose God and demons have taken over your life, then you know that God is important. Rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame. There is suffering. There is suffering called the suffering of shame. Of the shame of Christ. Where there are some circles you can't go, because when you go, you must tell them you are a believer. When they are serving shandy, and they are serving Smirnoff, and they are selling all the alcoholic things, and you say that you want to drink lemonade, you look odd.
It's shameful to be there.
I'm a believer.
And that's where you get the boys. And once you've got the boys, you've got the money. Yes. So to get the boys and to get the money, you have to betray Christ that you don't know him. You don't know him. Some of you are drinking things you don't even like, but so that you can get the money that comes from the world. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. And pray. I'm not sharing prayer topics this morning. I don't have any prayer topics for you. Whatever you want to pray, but if you don't feel like praying, you can say, Baba, black sheep. Have you any wool? It's up to you. Pray. If you want to ask God for mercy, ask him for mercy. Because there's evil coming. Maybe I'm preparing you for an evil coming. Yeah. Everybody will be required to take a stand. You take a stand. And once you take a stand, there's something you won't get. Yes. Once you take a stand, there's something you will never have it.
You will lose it. Come on.
You will lose it. That is why the narrow way is a difficult, very narrow, very difficult. Lift your two hands and pray. Analava Sakaya. Le Kreke Studi Mayande. Maria Costa. Mesele. Mesele. Sulabala badabadaba. Salabada bababa. Salabada bababa. Mayada baya baba baba. Ha! Kariamo samayanda badababa. Ayamana mama mama. Look. Look. Let me tell you. Mommy, stick to your husband. Stick to him. Even his leg is cut. Don't be somebody who likes, you like him only because he's handsome. Because he's a very handsome man. What if his leg is cut? What will you do? There are men who don't like their wives because they put on weight.
Yes.
Because everybody likes, I mean, this is a nice girl.
Yeah.
This is a nice girl. Which man wants some Oluftubom? That's nice. But don't do that. Don't do that. Don't stick with people only when things are nice. Don't do that. We should find you in the picture. Oh, I remember when I got, as a born again, appointed as a pastor 30 years ago. 30 years ago, I was appointed a pastor. I traveled to a town in Ghana. Like Suyai. That's where I lived. And I went to my pastor. He was sitting in his house. My former pastor. I was in Lighthouse, but the church, Glorious Eagles Incorporated. The pastor, he was in his house. That's what the church I attended, Glorious Eagles. And the pastor was in his house. It was evening, like 6:30. I left Accra around 1 or 2. I was in Suyain by that time. I went. He was sitting outside. And somebody went and told him that Edwin is looking for. He said, Edwin Ogo? Me? I said, yes. At that time, he had been involved in scandals. He was one of the top pastors in Ghana. Scandals. Sexual scandals, his secretary, his singer, is this, that. I said, I've come to you because the church I am in has appointed me as a pastor. And I want to come and inform you. He said, really? He said, why you have come here from Accra? I said, yes. He stretched his hands and he blessed me. You won't know why I am. I'm a very blessed person. You will not know. He stretched his hands and he blessed me. Because nobody wanted to relate with him. No. Before he died under me. Yeah.
I put him in the hospital in Accra. He died there. He died there. When he came to Accra, one day he came. It's my car. I had a white VW Vento. I went to Germany myself to buy it.
Okay.
Yes. I went to Germany myself to buy it. I gave it to him to use it. I heard he wasn't well. At that time, he was a villain. He was nothing in the country. But he was my father. If my father is a drunkard, he's my father. Don't you have fathers who is a drunkard? Maybe I'm in there. But I'm saying that there are people who like the glory part. So as your church is in social media, people don't come to church. They don't want to stand and say, this is my father. My father is Bishop Dagwood Mills. Never. Because the circles you are in, where the money is coming from, they are those who are insulting the church. So you dare not associate. You are a Judas. You are a Judas. And the end of Judas's is suicide. They kill. You die suddenly. And it's always before your time. Lift your hands again. And ask the Lord for grace to stick with him. And suffer the shame. A day will come. It is either money or Jesus. If you choose Jesus, there's no money. If you choose money, there's no Jesus. Which one would you choose? Mahatakata Baba. Krakosa. Mahatakaba. Nehosa. Nehosa. Hikaruaka. Hikaruakaba. Hikaruakaba. Hikaruakaba sata. Kadwasi. Kadwasi ma. Shandalabaha. Matuni maha. Matuni mahasata. Kadiabazata. Every head bowed. Every hand down. Every hand down. And every head bowed. I want to pray. There's a sister here today who is saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to know Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus. Pastor, pray with me. I want to know Jesus. I want to be born again. If you are here like that, you want to be born again. You want to know Jesus. You want to go to heaven. You believe in heaven. And you want me to pray with you. A simple prayer. You can lift up your hand right now. I will pray with you. You can lift your hand right now. I see your hand. God bless you, my brother. Who else wants that prayer? You want me to pray with you? You want me to pray with you? Pastor, pray with me. I want to be born again today. I want to be born again today. Pastor, pray with me. Lift your hand high if you are here like that. If your hand is up, I want you to come to the front here. Come to me here. Let me pray with you here. Come. 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 God bless you. You want to join him? You can come. Yes, come. Come. Come and stand here. Come. Who else wants to join them? Your soul is crying for Jesus. You feel that you are lost. You feel far. And your soul is crying for Jesus. Come now. I'm going to pray for you. Come now. I'm going to pray for you. Come now. I'm going to pray for you. Everyone, lift up your two hands and let's pray. Lift your two hands. The narrow way. Lift your hands, my brother. Lift your two hands and say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I have sinned. My soul is dirty. Please wash me with the blood of your son, Jesus. Jesus, have mercy on me. Accept me. Receive me. Wash me. Make me your child. I am born again today. I'm going to start a new life. I'm going to walk with you. in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You see, follow me, sign. They are going to talk to you. Go. And everything they say, listen to it. Obey them. And God is going to bless you.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makene Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.